If you are happy doing the same boring, repetitive work every week for the rest of your career, well then click off right now because the next 30 minutes are for people who want out of that.
So if you're not interested in working less, getting your time back, and following in the footsteps of Tony Stark and having your own personal version of Jarvis, well then you can click away now because this video probably isn't for you. But if that does sound like something that you want, well then stick around because that is honestly where we are at right now with AI. Look, I'm actually gonna admit something to you. I'm not the most technical guy in the world and I'm usually not the first mover to things when they first come out. So last year I had to have a proper catch up myself when it comes to Claude because I definitely wasn't one of the early adopters. But once I did, it completely changed the way I worked day to day. And to be honest, the problem is that this thing doesn't come with an instruction manual. So most people are sitting using maybe 10% of what it can actually do, but still paying the full monthly subscription for it. So in today's video, I'm gonna give you 10 tips. And these are the 10 that I think will take you from feeling like you're behind the curve when it comes to Claude, all the way to being someone who's actually well ahead of it, because that is what these 10 things did for me. Now, I've actually gone ahead and split them into three categories based on how easy they are to set up and use. So that's going to be your beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And with all of that being said, let's get into tip number one, which is actually email choice. And this is going to seem like something so ridiculously small, but you will be surprised how many people make this mistake. Because when you sign up to Claude, whatever email you use, you're stuck with it permanently. Unfortunately, Claude doesn't let you change the email that's tied to your account, at least not at the time of making this video. And I have seen it happen to so many people, and I actually feel really bad for them. Look, just like every other company in the world, at consulting.com, my business, we sometimes go our separate ways with people on our team. And my heart absolutely breaks for them when I find out that they've used their company email for Claude, because of course, when they no longer work at the company, they don't have access to it after we go our separate ways. And it just kind of sucks because Claude is literally your right-hand person, someone who's working with you every single day. And as time goes on, they're gonna find out more about you, what you like, what you don't like, how you want things done. And that's actually happening behind the scenes every single time that you use it. You're basically training it and it gets more powerful as time goes on. So it would just be a real shame if you built up all of that and then lost it overnight because you just can't log in anymore. And again, I know on paper this sounds like such a small thing. It's just an email address, but if you lose access to that email later down the line, well then everything you spend weeks, months, and sometimes even years building just disappears and there's nothing that you can do about it. So please, if you're just starting out with Claude or you haven't made an account yet, just make sure to use an email that you know you're keeping for good. All right, now that we got that simple tip out of the way, I just mentioned to you that Claude gets better the more it knows you, which brings us directly onto the next tip, doing your memory setup. Just like most people starting their AI journey, I started off with ChatGPT. And one of the biggest reasons that I didn't want to switch over to any other model is exactly what we spoke about. After working with Chat for so long, it essentially became an extension of myself, right? It thinks how you think, it understands your life, your business, your goals, pretty much everything, which made walking away from that kind of feel like starting from zero. So I kind of procrastinated. I put it off for a long time, okay? I just refused to move over to anything else. It was only when I found out that Claude actually has an inbuilt import feature that I finally made the switch. And maybe you already knew this, but if you don't, it's actually pretty straightforward. So all you're gonna do is head over to the settings menu and then under capabilities, you're actually gonna see that there's an import option to import memory from another AI. Claude actually then gives you a prompt that you run in your old AI platform. You're gonna copy what it gives you back and then you're actually gonna paste it into Claude and it pulls that straight into the memory. So that way, you're not starting from scratch again. But there's actually a small issue that I ran into and you're probably gonna run into it too when doing this. It almost always over-indexes for work-related stuff and doesn't really focus as much on the personal side of things. So what I did was I got Claude to interview me directly. Essentially, what you're gonna do is you're just gonna prompt it to ask you questions based on different areas of your life. And from there, all you have to do is work through everything that it needs to know. It's gonna ask you questions on your personal life, what you do for work, what your goals are, but most importantly, it's gonna ask you how you want to work with it. So doing this for the first time is a little tedious, and that's why I wanted to give you a quick warning here. Because look, I'll be honest, Claude actually comes back with a lot of questions. And if you were just to sit there typing everything out, it's gonna be very, very time consuming. And also, I guess a little bit of personal information about me, I hate typing. I don't know why, I'm just not a typer at all. So instead of sitting there and typing your answers for hours and hours and hours, I just like to use the voice function inside Claude and I just ramble and give it everything it needs. Now, if you want to take it a little bit further, you can also use voice-to-text softwares like Whisperflow, and they're basically going to do the same thing except slightly more accurate. But look, either way, doing this interview is one of the best things that I've ever done with Claude. And whenever I'm having someone in my company on ramp onto Claude, I get them to do the exact same thing. So in the description below this video, I'll leave a link to the prompt so that way you can just run this interview yourself. And that actually brings us onto tip number three, which is understanding the different models. But before we get into it, I just want to give you some good news. You might remember in the last video, I actually mentioned that I would be giving away a brand new MacBook. Well, the winner is actually in the pinned comment below, along with instructions on how to actually claim it. And if that wasn't you, do not stress, because I'm doing the exact same thing again today. You see, I could sit here and give you all of the tips and tricks in the world, but if you haven't got some machinery to work off of, well, then it doesn't really matter, does it? So I want one of you to walk away from today's video with a brand new MacBook, as well as everything you're about to learn in the next 20 to 30 minutes. All you have to do is watch the rest of the video and leave a comment down below telling me which one of these 10 tips you found the most useful and why. And just like last week, I'm gonna pick a winner and leave it as a pinned comment in next week's video. So make sure you check that out and see if you won. Now that we know how to get Claude to understand us better, let's actually look at a way that we can understand Claude a bit better. And that comes down to understanding the different models. Look, if you have millions of dollars to spend on tokens, well then you can just ignore this section. But if you don't wanna waste money, then I recommend listening up. Because just like any other AI, using it can actually get very expensive. And I know this very intimately because at my company, consultant.com, between internal team use and also licensing software for our clients, we are literally spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on tokens. That is no word of exaggeration. A lot of our clients get access to a suite of AI tools that we either internally developed or we licensed. So we have a very good understanding of what these things cost day to day and how they fluctuate based on models. And as I said, it really depends on which model you're using. Claude and pretty much every other AI has different models that you can choose from depending on the task. The higher tier the model, the deeper the model thinks and the more complex the work it's doing for you actually is. But the deeper it thinks and the more complex the task is, the more it's gonna burn through tokens. So we have to be very careful about which model we're actually using, because sometimes we're spending 5, sometimes even 10 times more on things than you need to. Now look, I know 99% of you aren't spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on tokens like we do at our business, but you're gonna have the exact same problem, just on a smaller scale. For you, it's gonna mean hitting your usage limit quicker and then having to wait for it to reset. And look, I don't know about you, but for me personally, there's nothing more annoying than hitting a limit. Well, I guess more annoying is paying for extra credits, but that's exactly what we are trying to avoid with the third tip I'm giving you. So let me give you a high level of the different models and how they work. Starting with the lowest model, which is Haiku. So Haiku is exactly what you want for something like that interview from the last tip I gave you. This is where there's gonna be loads of back and forth, but nothing that really needs any deep thinking from Claude's side. Then you've got Sonnet, and this should really be your daily driver. It's a decent step up from Haiku when you're looking into second layer thinking and tasks where you need to start leaning into Claude's ability to actually dive a little deeper and analyze different concepts and ideas. And then a step above that, you've got Opus. And Opus is really where you get that, like, you get that feeling that you actually have like your own Jarvis, okay? When you experience it, it just has that like slightly deeper level of understanding, which means that this is the one you want to give the big stuff to, okay? Data analysis, complicated workflows, pretty much anything with a lot of layers to it. And it's with this model that you really start feeling it when it comes to hitting your usage limits quickly. So whatever you're using it for, just make sure you're as thorough with your prompts as you can be. And then right at the top, we've got Fable. Now, I'm not sure if you guys have been keeping up to date with what's been happening in the world, but there was this whole fiasco between Anthropic and the US government not too long ago. I'm not gonna get into all of it here, but if you want to, I'm sure you can ask Claude. But basically the end result of it was that they had to suspend access to it entirely. And it only got restored a few weeks ago. So I haven't really had that much time to sit down and dive properly into it. But if Opus gives you a taste of what it's like to have your own Jarvis in real life, then look, I can't imagine what this thing is gonna be capable of. Now, the way I want you to think about all of this is like a team, right? Look, you wouldn't take your most senior guy, the top person at the company, and have him sitting there answering generic emails all day. Quite frankly, that's a waste of his skill set and it's a waste of your money. You give him the work that no one else can handle and everything else goes to the rest of the team. And that's exactly how you should be treating these models. Keep the smaller stuff for Haiku and Sonnet and then the bigger stuff for Opus and Fable. And also one important tip, because I've had this issue a lot when I was first starting out. There's actually a feature inside Claude called Research Mode. And this isn't a model per se. Instead, it's something you're gonna toggle on or off within the model itself. Basically, what it does is it goes out, it's gonna scour the web, it's gonna pull as many resources as humanly possible, and then it's gonna build all of that into a proper structured report on whatever you asked it. Is it super useful? Yes. Does it also eat through your usage faster than almost anything else? Also, yes. So if you are planning on using it just like Opus, be as specific as possible and tell it exactly what you want covered. Otherwise, you're going to be burning through a big chunk of your usage limit on something that, quite frankly, you don't need for most tasks. All right, so at this point, you know how to use Claude without burning through your usage. Now, I want you to know how to stop burning your time when working with Claude. And that's where tip four comes in, using skills. A skill is different from a memory. Memory is Claude learning about you over time. A skill is a fixed set of instructions for one specific job that you're gonna build once and it runs the same way every single time. Look, I'm all about efficiency because doing monotonous work doesn't benefit anyone. If you're building a business, sitting there doing the same admin task every week isn't making you a single dollar. If you're working for a company, it's not making you a more valuable part of the team either, right? No one has ever been promoted for formatting the same spreadsheet the same way for the 9th week in a row. Anything monotonous, anything that you are repeating over and over, that should be automated, full stop. So, what are some of the things that you could turn into skills? Let's say you've got a weekly report that you write up for your manager. It is the same format every single time, the same structure, the same sections. Well then, that's a skill. Maybe you often post on LinkedIn and you follow the same structure every time. Congratulations, that's a skill. Or you take your meeting notes and you turn them into action items every week. That's a skill. And to build these, it is super straightforward. Once you've locked in the process for whatever it is that you're gonna work on, you just tell Claude to go ahead and turn that into a skill. That's pretty much all there is to it. And honestly, if that's too much effort for you, you can actually go ahead and grab other people's skills that they've already pre-built. I guess just like everything in life, there is a whole community of people making these and sharing them on sites like SkillMP. There's literally thousands of them. Whether it's code reviewing skill, if you're doing the same sort of development task, or there's a literature review skill if you're in university. Look, the odds are is that there is someone out there who has already created it for you. And to get it into your Claude, all you're gonna do is download the file, you're gonna head over to your settings, and then you're just gonna upload it. And it's really when you start skill stacking for all of just your annoying, monotonous, day-to-day stuff that you feel like you're closer to having your own personal Jarvis. Now, the last of our beginner tips pretty much goes against what everyone else says online. And that's tip number five, which is avoid projects. Personally, I hate them. And for me, it really comes down to something we talked about earlier. You see, over time, the more you work with Claude, the better it gets. But at the same time, you also build up a serious amount of chats. And at some point, it gets a little difficult to keep track of what you're doing. So when I first started using Claude, I was like, okay, cool, simple. I'm just gonna categorize them all into one project. I'm gonna put them all in their own neat little box. But then I ran into something that Claude doesn't really make very clear from the start, which is that a project has its own separate memory. And whatever is in that project is actually cut off and basically like sealed off from everything else. So let's say you sit down in a normal chat and you nail down your brand identity, your tone, your positioning, how you write, who you're speaking to. That's the kind of thing that touches every single thing you do in Claude, right? But then if you go and work inside of a project, you can't see any of that. It's like Claude has never met you. And by the way, it works the other way too. Whatever you build inside of one project actually doesn't carry over to another one or to your general chats. It only ever searches within itself. So you're either sitting there copying things across yourself or you're re-explaining yourself each time. And that's not particularly efficient, is it? And look, if you want to keep everything work-related in one project and everything personal in a personal project, I mean, look, that's fine, I get it. But I wouldn't go dividing things up any more than that. Because look, you actually might not realize that this has been going on, and I just don't want you to make the same mistake that I did. I personally made the mistake of thinking that a project is just this neat little folder to keep things tidy, but unfortunately it's not. And look, if you've already started using projects, please don't stress. You can actually toggle any chat in or out of a project whenever you want, and actually will just go straight back into your regular chats. So with all of that being said, that is the beginner section done. Most of that, once you sit down and do it, is pretty simple. Now we're gonna step up a bit into the intermediate tips. So let's start off by connecting your apps to Claude. You see, there's a whole bunch of options in here, And I'll be honest, I don't use most of them. You're just gonna have to go through the list and see what makes sense for you. But if there are two that I would tell you to go and do right now, it's connecting your Gmail and your calendar. You're actually gonna find them both under the connector setup within your settings. And let me explain why I think this is important. I have zero doubts that every single person watching this at some point in their career will end up hiring a personal assistant to make their life easier. And when you do get there, I can honestly say that it is by far one of the best ways to spend your money. But until that day comes, you're probably not gonna wanna spend 50, 100, even 200 grand a year on a personal assistant. So this is your first step in that direction. Because once you actually connect your Gmail, Claude can go through everything that's already sitting in there and start drafting your replies for you. So instead of sitting there for an hour every morning, working through your inbox, one by one, you could just have Claude front load all of that for you as soon as you sit down and start your day. Oh, and by the way, it only pulls from your inbox when you ask it to. It's not like sitting in the background just spying on your emails. Now, the only part that it doesn't do on its own is send the emails. It can only draft them for you, which in my opinion is definitely a great thing. AI has made big moves over the last few years, but it still gets things wrong sometimes. So I think it's important that you proofread every email and then send it yourself. Maybe in a couple of years, this will be a different conversation, but for now, that's the best way to do it. And then you've got your calendar. And honestly, this one's super useful, but just like a personal assistant, it needs to know exactly what you've got going on and when. Otherwise, it can't really plan around it properly. So if the only thing that's on there right now is a handful of work meetings, it's not gonna get this right. Once you've gone ahead and filled in your calendar properly, Claude can take a look at your week and tell you exactly where your gaps are. Let's say you need to fit in a work block or find a time that makes the most sense for you to go to the gym. Or let's say even just figure out like when makes the most sense to take some time off and see your family. Just tell it and it'll find a good spot for it. And until you get to the point of having your own personal assistant, this really gets you 80% of the way there for a fraction of the price. So that is how you get Claude working with your apps. But everything we've covered up until this point has Claude sitting inside a chat window somewhere, waiting for you to come to it. But what happens when you want it to help with something that doesn't really work within a chat window? That is where tip number 7 comes in, which is the Chrome extension. All you have to do is download it from the Chrome store, install it, and then sign in. And that's pretty much all there is to it. Now, once you've got this running, Claude can actually work inside whatever page you've got open in front of you. It can read the page, it can click things, it can actually fill stuff in, move between tabs. And the way I want you to think about it is kind of like bringing on a new hire, because you are the senior guy here. You've got a list of things that need done today, and a lot of them are pretty mundane and boring. They just need to get done, so you hand a couple of things off and you get on with the stuff that actually needs you. The new hire will go off and do the mundane work, and then every now and then he's gonna come back and check something with you before he commits, which is exactly what you would want from someone who's been newly hired. But you are not doing the task anymore. You are assigning it to someone else. While your head is down focused on the bigger tasks, Claude is in the background doing the grunt work for you. Let's say you're buying something and there's 4 different sites selling the same thing. You don't wanna sit there reading 300 reviews to work out which one's the best, so it's gonna go ahead and do that for you. Now look, is this fully autonomous? No, of course not, you're still involved. Anytime it's about to do something that changes something on the page, it stops and it asks you first. Once again, for me, this is actually a good thing. I trust AI, but I don't trust it that much to work autonomously and like not get my approval. So I also think it's important that if you're gonna try this, before you start a session, just go ahead and close whatever you don't want it near. Let's say your banking stuff, let's say personal stuff, whatever else you would rather it not touch. And also I think it's good for you to test it on something low stakes first. So that way you get comfortable with it, you get a feel for it, and then you can move on to more important tasks. All right, so that is the intermediate done. Now let's move on to the last 3. And these ones might feel a little bit uncomfortable for you. You might feel a little bit out of your depth at first, but I promise you the payoff is much bigger than anything else we've covered so far. So let's go ahead and start with co-work. Now, remember that new hire that we spoke about in the last tip, the one that you're handing off all the mundane stuff to, who keeps coming back to check every little thing before they actually execute it? Well, this same person has now been working with you for 6 months, okay? He knows how you work now. He's earned a bit of trust. So there's no need to sort of stand over your shoulder anymore. Instead, you're gonna tell him what needs to be done. He comes back with how he's gonna do it. And once you have given him the nod, he goes off and gets the whole thing done. That's essentially what co-work is. And unlike the Chrome extension, this works with your whole whole computer, not just Chrome. You're basically gonna tell it which folders it's allowed into, and from there, it's gonna read what's in there, it's actually gonna edit things, it's gonna make new files, and pretty much do anything it needs to do to get the job done. So look, let me show you a few examples. I can guarantee that I'm not the only one who has a downloads folder that is an absolute shit show. I'm sure there's many of you that are in the same position as me. You've got screenshots from 2 years ago, PDFs you opened once, 6 copies of the same photo, files that you called final version 3. Well, you can just point Cowork at it and tell it to go through the entire thing and sort it out. And it will come back and tell you how it's planning to do that. And the second you say, sounds good, it will have it sorted in a couple of minutes. But look, this doesn't just apply for your folders, because the other thing that Cowork does is actually schedule tasks. So a few weeks back, I actually put out a video where I talked about how the best way to get rich in your 20s is this concept of skill stacking. Now, pretty much the exact same principle applies here. Only now you're stacking Claude's skill instead of your own, because Cowork can use pretty much everything we've covered up until this point. The memory, the skills, the connected apps, all of it. For example, I like to start my day with the same 3 things. First, I want a summary of what I've done the previous day and where I left everything off. Second, I want to know what came into my inbox and have that categorized for me. And finally, I want to know what my upcoming day's tasks actually looks like. So that way, by the time I'm sitting down with my coffee, all of that has already been done and waiting for me, and I didn't have to touch a thing. And remember what I said earlier about how Claude can get really close to being your own personal Jarvis? Well, at this point, we are arguably there. Think about it. Jarvis wasn't sitting around waiting for Tony to come and just ask him a question. I mean, sure, he was there when it was needed, but when he wasn't, he was running the house and handling things for Tony before he was even awake. The point I'm trying to make here is that if you spend some time setting things up properly, Claude can be working for you while you sleep. Now, there's also something in there called dispatch, and this helps me a lot because I go through phases where I'm outside the house more than I'm in it. So basically what you're gonna do is you're gonna pair your phone to your computer, you're gonna scan a QR code, and that's pretty much it. From there, you can actually send Cowork a task straight from your computer. Now, on the surface, I know that maybe this might look a little gimmicky, but honestly, it's come in handy many times when I'm halfway to a meeting or let's say to dinner, and I remember there's something I have to do on my computer. All right, look, so far we have given Claude your browser, then we gave it your computer and files. Now we're actually gonna allow it to build things from scratch. And that is tip number 9, using Claude Code. Now I know that the name puts people off, and I get it. You hear code and you assume it's a developer thing that's got nothing to do with you. And I can tell you it's not. You describe what you want in plain English, and then it goes and writes the software behind it and then tests it. It can even fix things when something breaks. Setting it up really isn't that complicated. You just download Claude Desktop, and if you're already using Cowork, like we just mentioned, well, then you've already got the app on your computer. Either way, there's a code tab sitting right there. You don't have to work with a terminal or a dev environment or any of the other stuff that I hear the developers on my team talking about that, quite frankly, I don't really understand that much. Now, if you are into that kind of thing, the option is there for you to go that route too, but quite frankly, you don't need to. So let me give you a real world example of what you can do here without a single bit of coding experience. So our chief product officer at consultant.com, he is a massive runner. He loves his marathons and all of the training stuff that goes into it. And basically what he did was, instead of using one of the existing running apps, he actually just went out and built his own. It tracks his mileage and knows what he's training for, and it gives him workout plans based on where he is currently at. And because he built it himself, it does exactly what he needs it to do. He did not write a single line of code, not one. And it makes sense, right? This is the guy who runs the product side of the company, not the engineering side. It's cool because he did not have to go out and find an app that was close enough to what he wanted and then just live with the parts that annoyed him. He got the exact thing that he wanted, and it cost him nothing minus his Claude subscription. And you can go out and do the exact same thing, which I think is pretty cool. Look, if you told me 5 years ago that someone with no developer background could build a proper functioning app in less than a day, I would have called bullshit. So whether it's a hobby that you want to track, a side project that you're working on, or something that you have been doing manually in a spreadsheet for years because there was never a tool for it, well, congratulations, there is no reason for that anymore. You can just build it yourself. All right, so we just took the developer out of the equation. Now let's do the same thing with your designer. And that is tip number 10, use Claude Design. Now this is actually one of the more recent additions. I've played around with it a bit myself, and the people on my design team tell me it's pretty good. And look, if they say that, especially technically because their jobs could be on the line, I trust them completely. Now, just so there's no confusion here, when I say design, I'm talking about mockups, landing pages, websites, things with a set structure and layout. I'm not talking about image generation, because I'll be honest with you, for me personally, I think Claude is probably one of the worst out there. If you want actual images, go and use something like Higgsfield or Nano Banana, or quite frankly, even ChatGPT will do you better these days. But if it's a landing page or a mockup that you are after, this thing is great. The thing is, when it builds something, it like actually builds it. If you ask it to build a website, it's not just a picture of a website that it's gonna return back. It's an actual website with working buttons, working clicks, the whole lot. And look, I remember what that was like back in the day when my team had to go out and actually build these things. It would take days, sometimes even weeks. Today, Claude Design can do that in just a few minutes. Now, this one falls into that camp where it really just depends on whether you're ever going to use it. If you are, well, then it's gonna save you a lot of time. But if you're never gonna build a landing page or a website in your life, well then look, to be honest, this might feel like a little bit of a gimmick, and I totally get that. But either way, it's already sat in your subscription, so at least I wanted to make you aware of it. All right, there we go, all 10. Every tip that I've got sitting in your pocket right now. And look, if you even apply half of these, you will be miles ahead of where most people are sitting, because they are still typing questions manually into a chat window and then just copying the answers that they get back out. You are now playing a different game at this point. And if you really think about it, that's exactly what Jarvis's purpose was. Tony Stark had Jarvis so that way everything that was not important was handled for him, and he could really focus on what he enjoyed doing, inventing, building. And now, congratulations, because you're in the same position. You can build your own Jarvis. And to be honest, where you actually direct that free time is up to you. For some of you, you're gonna use the extra free time to spend with your family. For others, you're gonna spend that extra free time on a hobby that you haven't picked up in a while because you were just too busy with the monotonous, boring work. And then for a lot of you, it's gonna free up time for you to actually start a side hustle. And if that's you, you're thinking, okay, I have all this free time now because all of the boring, monotonous tasks have now been handled with Claude. That's great, and Claude is a really good personal assistant, as I said, but it's not really a money maker. There are other specialized tools out there that actually help put money in your pocket directly, but to be honest, that's a topic for another day. Now, before I let you go, I just want to remind you of two things. That prompt that I mentioned earlier, the one that actually gets Claude to understand everything you say from day one, I'm gonna go ahead and leave that in the description. And secondly, if you wanna win that MacBook, remember to leave a comment and tell me which one of these 10 tips you found the most useful. I'm gonna be reading through all of the comments, and just like before, I will have the winner posted in the description of next week's video, and I will pin it in the comments too. With all that being said, as always, I'm watching from afar, and I'm rooting for you.